welcome back to A Man's World. This week I had on Anthony, the shop owner of Oz Apparel. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys for Thursday's upload. Hey, welcome back to A Man's World. This week we're joined by Anthony. I'll let him introduce himself.
How's it going, guys? My name is Anthony. I'm the owner of Oz Apparel here. Nice to be on. Thank you. You're welcome.
So I had you on technically because you're a small business. So how did you start your business?
So Oz Apparel really just stemmed from just me and a group of my friends really just walking around on campus. And at the time, we didn't have any, like, you know, SUNY Oswego gear or anything like that to represent. So we were like, dude, let's go to the college store, you know, let's go check it out, you know, like everybody else does. And we were walking around, looking inside, and nothing really caught my attention. And it brought me back to when I was, like, touring for colleges and stuff like that. And I had went to Penn State. And when I was in there, like, their college store, their merch store or whatever, I didn't want to leave. Like, I felt like I didn't want to leave that store.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, this is amazing. Like, I want everything in that store, right? Uh-huh. And I didn't get the same feeling when I was here. So I was like, how can students here be prideful about SUNY Oswego and, like, wear merchandise that represents them accurately and, you know, that they feel proud of and that they can claim that, you know, like, they can show off and claim, yeah, I go here, I belong here, this is where I belong. So anyways, while we were walking around, not only that, but just the, you know, the pricing in the college store.
Yeah, the pricing is ridiculous.
It's outrageous.
It is. My mom bought a shirt, it was $50.
It is outrageous. And, like, yeah, talking to a lot of people, you know, learning about it, it's, it really is. I don't know if you're familiar with auxiliary services.
Yes.
They kind of run a monopoly here, and
it's so expensive.
On campus, and I think across all the SUNY schools, I'm not sure, but
have the refrigerator from them. It was like $300.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I only got the refrigerator because I wanted a microwave, and I use it. That's the only reason I have this.
They upcharge like crazy, and the craziest part is that they're a nonprofit or whatever, so like they don't make any money off of it, but they charge the pricing that they charge is ridiculously high.
It is.
So that was also another issue that you know, me and my friends kind of brought up. And then from there, it was just like, okay, what can we do about it? And that kind of sparked the idea. And
that's sick.
Everything took off.
So what's been your favorite design that you have made?
Oh, that's a great question. Honestly, my favorite design so far that I've made, the most proud, like, that I've been so proud of myself for doing is the Ozfest design that
that's
I recently
sick.
Came up with.
My friend actually, she called me. She's like, yo, are we buying stuff for Oz? I was like, yes, we're supporting Anthony.
Yeah.
So I bought his hoodie and then she bought a shirt.
Yeah, that's dope. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Because I literally was, it all happened this week. It's so, like, happened so fast. It was just, yeah, I'm doing Ozfest. And I was like, oh shit, all right, I'm doing Ozfest. All right, bet.
That's crazy.
Let's come up with the design. I was like, guy, like, listen, I was talking to Oswego SAPB, and I was telling them, all right, I'll have a design to you in, like, 2 days. And
it was sick.
Yeah, procrastinated the first day. The second day, I was, like, so stressed. I was like, guys, I'm telling my roommates, like, dude, I need to get this design done.
Well, it's really cool.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And I will say, I was actually sitting at the Juan Zones party, and I was like, oh, my God, wait, pre-sale is out.
Yeah.
So Haley called, and was like, yo, did you do pre-sale? I was like, I'm getting my card out as we speak. And I'm sitting there at the party, like, in a corner with somebody holding a flashlight over my card so I could put it in to get the sweatshirt.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I'm sitting there. I was like, we have to get this up. Because I was like, I wasn't going to wear a t-shirt, but I knew that I'd wear a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
So I got a sweatshirt.
Yeah. That's another thing. Just, having options,
because
I know a lot of people prefer, like, sweatshirts, a lot of people prefer t-shirts, a lot of people prefer crew necks.
So. I love a good hoodie.
Yeah.
Like, I love a good hoodie that you can just throw on.
Yeah.
So, it's sick.
Oh, yeah, you'd love it then.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm excited. Yeah, and then I got the Lakeside Commons one, because I just thought it was cute with the turtle.
Yeah.
I got it mainly because of the turtle on it. I was like, wait, I'd wear that.
Yeah, that one was definitely cute. We got a lot of, I got a lot of good feedback on that.
Yeah.
A lot of people were just like, oh my God, it's so cute, stuff like that. And that's kind of, that was really like the vibe that I was going
for. That's cool.
For it. So I'm glad.
Do you have go ahead.
No, go ahead. I've been like testing out like a lot of different like styles. I'm not a design major, anything like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't draw. Now I do, I guess.
Yeah.
But so I've really just been dibble dabbling in like different areas.
That's sick. I did a merch drop my first year of podcasting. We did tie-dyed hoodies. On the back, it said you're just living in it, like actually written in paint. And on the front, there was an actual world like written on it in paint.
Yeah.
And then I was supposed to do a merch drop this year with two other guys, but they're both dropping out of school and going somewhere else. So we just dropped the project. But I have designs, and I want to a French release stamp. Yeah. It says, like, a man's world, you're just living in it.
Yeah.
And then I did one for car awareness that says, it's not okay to speed in a school zone. And then on the back, it has, like, the crosswalk.
Yeah.
So I'll eventually release stuff. I've gotten into graphic designing a little bit.
Yeah.
I love Adobe.
Yeah.
Adobe saves my life.
It's fun. It's actually fun. And
have you ever used Canva?
I've used Canva for briefly, very briefly for, like, just Instagram posts, really.
Canva's really cool to use for designing. You can put it, like, on bags and test the product.
Yeah.
On bags. So I usually... Yeah,
mock-ups and stuff.
Yeah, like it helps with that. Yeah. My friend owns a business, and she uses that for that.
I've got, I usually work through, like, Photoshop, depending... It really depends on where I am. Sometimes I use Photoshop. There's a Photoshop alternative online. It's called Photopia.
I've used that.
But I have a Photoshop file for, like, all the mock-ups and stuff that I use.
That's cool. So now, are you excited to see Offset before?
Yeah, I'm stoked. I like Offset. I didn't vote for him. I did vote for Lil Yachty just because I like Lil Yachty.
I voted for A Boogie and then Offset. Those are my top two. Yeah, I've seen A Boogie before.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see Offset.
Yep.
And everybody's gonna say he's bringing out a guest.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, everybody's been saying that because they bring out a guest every year.
He might. So, I do know that we're having a DJ start off.
Which DJ is it?
I don't know the DJ.
No, because I recognize the DJ's name. I swear I've seen the DJ before.
Yeah, I do know that we're having a DJ, though.
Yeah.
He's going to be the opener, so.
That's going to be fun.
Yep.
I'm excited. I'm hoping he does Bad and Bougie.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Ric Flair. I'm excited for Ric Flair if he does that. But
I'm hoping he also does Jealousy, his song with Cardi B. Just to hear that live would be sick.
Yeah. I'm more excited, though, to meet him. I'm hoping I meet him. And
that's
I
cool. hope that I can... You think you'll meet him?
Yeah. If I set my mind to it,
anything's
possible.
My friends, I'll get in there. That's sick.
I just want to... Like, Sean Evans was here last semester. Uh-huh. I gave him one of the Ozapro hoodies. Have a picture. He took a picture with it.
That's sick.
So he said he loves it. You know, A Boogie, Offset, I'll definitely get to him. Whether it be like me running up on stage or throwing him a shirt or just seeing him in the back or whatever, make that happen.
That's sick. I actually met a Boogie back in October. Yeah. His team, I ended up, his team was like, get me the tickets to VIP. So they gave me the tickets to VIP. I spent $300 with my ex-roommate and we went and met him. And I swear to God, I walked up, he was like, do you listen to my music? I was like, I was so offended because like, he was my top artist.
Yeah.
But no, I got to meet a Boogie. I'm manifesting Little TJ. That's my next one.
Little TJ's good.
Everybody's like, well, do you want to meet Austin? I'm like, I don't listen to him that much.
Yeah.
But it's cool to see him.
Yeah. He's got a lot of... He's featured on a lot of songs.
He recently
dropped a new album, too.
He did? I didn't know that. He has this one song on Little TJ's album that I love.
Yeah.
So it would be cool to see him, though.
Yeah.
Did you get to see Party Next Door last year?
I did not, actually.
My best friend, she's obsessed with Party, and she was so pissed at me when I told her. I was like, so you didn't go to school there yet? I was like, no. No.
Yeah.
Because I know on Yik Yak, everybody's like pissed off that it's Offset, and I'm like...
Well, I mean, you can't please anybody. That's something that I've learned with through Ozapro, is just that no matter what you do, you can't please everyone. You know?
Yeah. Sorry, my mom texted me. I got the notification. She'll either text me or call me. She goes, I'm joking, because I told her not to call me.
Yeah.
So now, do you have any like exciting projects coming up soon?
So I do take it, a day at a time when it comes to Ozapro. The things that I'm most excited about right now is definitely all the Ozfest stuff that we have coming out.
Are you going to have a booth at the,
Yeah, it's in the works. I'm working on getting a little,
Cause I will definitely buy.
I don't know. Okay. So I don't know yet. That's not a hard yes. I will. Not sure yet, just because it's in the works and working with the school is a little difficult sometimes.
It
all depends on them and whatever they say. Like the pre-sale we were supposed to have, it was supposed to go out on the 11th. The pre-order was supposed to happen on the 11th, but because of complications with the school and organization we were working with, we had to postpone that for another day, and then we just went along and did that. So, really, I'm waiting.
Can you explain what Ozfest is to everybody, by the way, who doesn't know?
What Ozfest is?
Yeah, just like what it is, basically, so people know.
So, Ozfest, so every school, I'm sure every college has their own way of celebrating, like, the end of the school year.
Yeah.
I know, like, Yale does a big thing. I know, like, all the Ivy Leagues do big concerts. But basically, it's just a concert where the school invites, you know, a celebrity over. Everybody takes a vote, gets to vote on who they want.
Yeah.
And majority rules. So, they... invite that person over to come, and they do a little performance.
That's it.
And it's basically a
concert. And then they have, like, a carnival. During the day, they have a carnival.
Yeah, they will be having a carnival, because this year's theme is Coachella, which is why the Ozfest design is Coachella theme.
Uh-huh.
So they will be having... I was told originally they were having a Ferris wheel.
Oh, God.
But that got changed just because of weather concerns. But we are getting swings.
So, like, shut up. Yeah. Okay. My friend had texted me.
Yeah. So it's definitely going to be dope. They're really going really big.
That's sick. I actually just got my outfit yesterday.
Yeah.
I thrifted everything. I'm like so excited.
Yeah.
I'm most excited because my best friend from home is coming up. She paid the $25 and got the ticket for Offset and she's going to go. Because I was like, you need to come up. And she's like, it's the week after my spring. I was like, just come up and then I'll be home the week after.
It's definitely going to be a fun.
Do we have classes that day?
It's on a Friday. I do believe we do have class. But I mean, it's also the last day of class because the following week is finals. Are people going to class? I'm not sure. It's also a local holiday. We have BSR, which is Bridge Street Run.
Yep.
If you're not aware of that, it's basically all the college students go down from like the end of the bridge here in Oswego, all the bars, and they just run. Like it's supposed to be a run, but you know, you go from bar to bar to bar to bar. It's just some bar hopping.
Yeah, I'm not doing that because my friend who goes home every weekend, I convinced her to stay up this weekend, that weekend, and go to Ozfest with me, and we want to go to the carnival and then, like, the picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And then, funny enough, I'm getting paid from work. My next two paychecks I'm saving for Ozfest so I can shop at the venues and everything.
Because
I don't know if people know this, I shop basically all small. I do. I drop all my clothes that I get now are basically from small businesses that I get secondhand thrift stores from.
Yeah.
Or, like, all my room decor is from small businesses.
Yeah, it's really
so nice. I shop small for everything. Like, I got my Dunks from a small business. They're real. She was, like, selling them, then I bought a pair. So I love shopping small.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if they're small businesses, I'm going to look.
Yeah, you do actually get a lot of the best deals from small
businesses. You do. I got this is sick. I've never showed this. So I got a... Unreleased Little Wayne. It's like a record.
Yeah.
It's unreleased music from him that one of the small businesses on shops had.
Yeah.
So it's cool. But that's so exciting about everything you have coming up.
Yeah.
What are you most excited for Ozfest?
Besides
Offset.
Besides Offset, I definitely say just being able to see everybody, because this whole Ozapparel, Ozfest stuff that I've been working on has really consumed a lot of my time recently in this past week and has driven a lot of stress. So, I like I said, I really worked hard on everything and like I worked extremely hard on it. So really just the feeling of accomplishment is what I'm really looking forward to the most, and just being able to sit there, enjoy the concert, and just be like, I did this. And
it's
also
exciting.
Seeing like students on campus, you know, wearing...
Yeah,
you know,
I saw... The reason I found out about you was on your little flyers that you had all over campus.
Yeah, we did get in trouble about... We did get in trouble for that.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, we did a little too much. But, like I said, the school can be really, really rough.
Yeah, they were really rough with me in the podcast. And I'm like... Because
I
was trying to see if I could do an interview with the DJ. And they were like, you're not doing it. You're not student organization.
Yeah.
I was like...
Yeah, it's definitely something that I learned a lot about... my time here and with Ozapparel is just when you deal with a lot of like organizations and stuff like that and dealing with the school, it's very clique based. So if you're not, it's a lot of who you know. So if you're not, if you don't know people, if you don't have an in, it's going to be extremely hard.
Well, luckily I have an in now.
Yeah.
I'm friendly with the head of the communications department who gets my in.
Yeah.
And yeah, that wasn't happening for Ozfest, but they were able to get me an interview with this girl who I knew.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not complaining. The one thing I will say is that this school is much tougher than it seems.
Yeah.
But, like, it's worth it here. Like, I enjoy my classes.
Yeah, it's a
What is your major, by the way?
I'm psychology.
Oh, my God. You know what's so funny? I was supposed to do that in minor, and then I dropped it because it was too hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I love psychology. Psychology's dope. I got my bag here. I was working on... I have a 10-page paper due tomorrow, so...
Oh, so do I.
I was working on that. I'm 7 pages in right now, so...
Sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry about this light, by the way. I keep this on because I have no lights. Like, the lighting in the dorm rooms, they suck.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It is really bad. And I will tell you, you haven't lived till you have 10 LED lights in here.
Mm-hmm.
That took me 2 hours.
Mm. To put up the LED lights?
Yeah, because they wouldn't sick.
Yeah.
It took me 2 hours and three people had to come help me because I was hanging up my bed. I, like, posted on my private story, who's ever, like, in scales right now, come over and help me hang the lights.
Yeah.
And my best friend came and we sat there and hung the lights.
Nice.
Yeah. It is tons of fun. But thank you, Anthony, for coming on. I'm going to link all your stuff below.
Okay.
Thanks for watching, and I'll see you guys for Thursday's episode. Listening to this week's episode of Men's World, I'll see you guys for Thursday's upload.